Some 130,000 fans are converging on the Convention Center in San Diego for this year's Comic-Con, the world's largest pop culture convention. One big draw will be the appearance of fantasy writer Neil Gaiman, who, after a long hiatus, is bringing back his best-selling comic, Sandman. Here to tell us what she's seeing so far is Gina McIntyre. She's the editor of Hero Complex, the pop culture blog at the Los Angeles Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, movies are always a big draw at Comic-Con. The studios serve up samples of their upcoming films. So what's the big movie news this year out of the convention?
Well, as you might expect, many of the biggest movies at Comic-Con this year center on superheroes. We're going to be seeing some new footage from The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is due out next year. Saturday, there's going to be presentations devoted to some Marvel comic book movies, the sequels to Thor and Captain America. But also in the mix, there's a reboot of Godzilla that's getting some airtime. And in among all of those movies, there are some smaller films as well. One of the most anticipated, I'd say, is The World's End from the same team from the films Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz, which are, you know,
which makes me laugh just thinking about it.
Shaun of the Dead is one of
the funniest zombie movies of all time.
Exactly.
So, okay, well, of course, there's also TV, which looks like it will be well represented this year at Comic-Con. Tell us about the television presence.
Yeah, television has just become bigger and bigger at Comic-Con every year, and I think this year, in a lot of ways, it's kind of superseding film in terms of importance on the schedule. I mean, there are just any number of shows. I could rattle off a very, very long list, but a lot of the marquee shows, and some of them that even received Emmy nominations this week, will be here with cast and crew members to kind of talk to fans and show new footage and really try to reach these viewers with new material to kind of keep them excited and invested in the shows. Game of Thrones and Walking Dead, I think, are two of probably the biggest titles in terms of the Comic-Con world.
And this being Comic-Con, it's not just what's in the convention center. In fact, over the years, there's been some pretty interesting events going on outside. What about this year?
Yeah, it's absolutely true. Once again, I mean, there is this carnival sort of atmosphere that takes over downtown San Diego when you're here. And, you know, this year, there's no shortage of fun things to do. Even if you're not walking the floor, there are boat rides themed to the History Channel show Vikings, complete with shield maidens to take you on voyages. And there's an obstacle course inspired by The Walking Dead in which you can actually pay $75 to be chased through Petco Park by zombies.
Well, all right. Well, and it sounds like it's a good year for costumes, as it usually is.
Yes, absolutely. Video games have really inspired a number of costumes that I've noticed. There have been some really just elaborate robots, but then also some classics like Mario and Luigi from the Mario Brothers games. I saw a pretty great Wolverine today, and a father and son. The dad was dressed as a member of Starfleet from Star Trek, and his son was dressed as Freddy Krueger.
Well, we will leave it at that. Thank you very much. Joining us to talk about this year's Comic-Con is Gina McIntyre. She's the editor of Hero Complex with the Los Angeles Times. And, of course, she joined us from San Diego. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.